reading once again, as we've done on previous broadcasts, from the second book of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, or for Christ's sake, be ye reconciled to God. For he, that is God the Father, hath made him, God the Son, to be sin for us, God the Son who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, that is, in Christ. In previous broadcasts, we have been emphasizing that all Christians have been commissioned, ordained, set apart, called to be ambassadors for Christ. We have seen from the Word of God that we are now the people of God and our citizenship is in heaven. We are strangers and pilgrims in amongst those who know not and care not for our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Commander-in-Chief, the Captain of our salvation, has said to each of us who is saved by the grace of God, now then, you are given the ministry and word of reconciliation, the means by which enemies of God can be brought into his family, made members and heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. You have this ministry. You have this word. It's the good news of salvation. It's the gospel of redemption. It's the glad tidings of Christ who came from heaven to die on a cross and to be buried and resurrected that he might give them eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as his ambassadors, he has told us to go. He will supply our every need. His word will be a light unto our path. He'll never leave us, and we are to go forth as Christians in his name, ambassadors for Christ. Specifically, now, what is the responsibility of an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ? We are to represent him. A salesman represents his company. When I was in business, I had many salesmen that called on me. Some did a good job. Some did a very poor job. And to me, the salesman was the company. He was the only image that I had of the company in many cases. And friend of mine, it's the same way with those of us who are ambassadors. Those of us who stand as God's official representative in our particular sphere of service. You meet people that I'll never contact, and the same is true of me. I have a sphere of influence that you may not penetrate into at all. We have those that we work with or live with or talk with or share with or do business with every day. And when they see us and they know that we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're his salesmen. I wonder what kind of a job we do as we represent the Lord Jesus. And all some people will ever know of our Christ is what they see or what they don't see in us. What a tremendous responsibility belongs to the child of the King, the one who says, yes, by the grace of God, I am a Christian. I am an ambassador for Christ's sake. I've had people ask me, what's your business? I say, oh, I'm an ambassador. Oh, what country do you represent? Or what country do you go to represent us? And then I tell them I'm an ambassador of a heavenly city where the King of Kings is the Lord Jesus. He has saved me by his grace, and he has said, now go forth as my representative, as my ambassador, as my salesman. Oh, friend, let me ask you, as you went out yesterday, were those that you contacted in business or young folks, those that you were with in school, wherever you were they able to see the living Christ in your day-by-day experience? As an ambassador, we are to represent him, good or bad. You know the reputation that came up concerning our country several years ago? We became known overseas in many quarters as the ugly American. God forbid that any child of the King, any true born-again Christian, should ever be known as the ugly Christian. May the world be able to see Christ in me, Christ in you. We are his representative. And may the world know, by the way we live, that we too have been with the Lord Jesus. Go out and show forth his grace and glory today, child of God. Unsaved friend, trust him. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He has for you his gift of eternal life. Amen.